Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2039, Instructions on Loving a Highly Sensitive Person by Jen Graneman of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, here's Greg with the post and his commentary as we optimize your life.
Instructions on Loving a Highly Sensitive Person by Jen Graneman of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. If you are in a relationship with one of the world's deep feelers, thinkers, and processors, listen in. Compassionate, intense, thoughtful. These are just some of the adjectives that describe highly sensitive people, HSPs, the 15 to 20% of the population who live with life turned up more than everyone else. Why? According to Dr. Elaine Aron, researcher and author of The Highly Sensitive Person, HSPs are born with a unique, finely tuned nervous system that processes stimulation deeply. From sights to sound to other people's emotions, HSPs see, feel, and experience it all on a somewhat more intense level than others. And if you're like me, all that deep processing means you sometimes feel crazy, weird, or broken. For example, little things that don't bother other people, like the repetitive ticking of a clock or a loud, crowded restaurant, can acutely irritate, frazzle, or even overwhelm you. In a similar manner, other people's words have a bigger impact. Some days, without meaning to, your significant other's offhand comment becomes an EF5 tornado that ruins your afternoon. On the flip side, HSPs feel positive experiences deeply, so praise or words of affection can be a hot air balloon that lifts you to the sun. It's true, being an HSP sometimes feels like a blessing, but other times a curse. Thankfully, there are ways to manage the overwhelm you may feel and tap into your HSP strengths. If you're in a relationship with one of the world's deep feelers, thinkers, and processors, here's what you should know and how to show your love. How to love a highly sensitive person. Number one, speak words that lift us up, not drag us down. As I've already mentioned, words really matter to HSPs. We process them deeply, just like everything else. It's no wonder many HSPs have a natural gift with language. They're among the world's most celebrated musicians, poets, and writers. Take, for example, Bob Dylan, John Lennon, Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, Mozart, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Virginia Woolf, E.E. Cummings, Robert Frost, and many more. All are thought to be HSPs. Nobody likes to be criticized, but it can be especially painful for HSPs, even more so when they come from our partner. Harsh words and negativity cut right to the heart and lodge there. Tone of voice matters, connotation matters, body posture matters. Of course, I'm not suggesting you walk on eggshells around HSPs, nor am I saying you shouldn't speak your mind. But please use loving words whenever possible, and avoid pointed teasing, anger as a weapon, and negativity. Want to make us feel really loved? Speak the words that help us flourish. Praise us when we've done something great. Reminisce with us about a special time together. Describe how beautiful or handsome we look today. Number two, check in on us. HSPs may not always say when they're hurting. Some of us have a tendency to bottle up our emotions or turn the blame in on ourselves. It's not something we're proud of, and rest assured that we're working on it. Other times, we just don't want to spread the stress or drama around. After all, we know from firsthand experience that emotions can catch as easily as the common cold. Plus, as HSPs tend to be highly conscientious, we're acutely aware of inconveniencing or burdening others. So if we're a little quieter or more distant than usual, don't brush it off. Check in on us. Ask us how we're doing. It will mean the world to us that you've noticed. Number 3. Indulge our senses. No, we don't possess supersonic hearing like Superman. But essentially, our 5 physical senses are turned up. That means we can get great enjoyment from physical pleasures. Each HSP will have their own taste, so take the time to figure out what does it for yours. A fine meal, a love song from the soul, rich dark chocolate, anything of wonder or beauty or intellect. To us, these are meaning and love and all things good. Don't get unnerved if there are tears. Number 4. Check your vibes. Generally perceptive and observant, HSPs will notice little details about people. Sometimes we even feel what others feel, literally taking on other people's moods or mental states as our own. In other words, if you come home stressed, pacing and venting, slamming doors and sulking, we will soon feel stressed too. If you are positive and resilient in the face of difficulty, we will feel braver ourselves. Almost everyone, HSP or not, experiences this on some level. Remember how emotions catch. But for HSPs, it can be even more intense. So be aware of your vibes. Number 5. Yes to hugs, kisses, and physical touch. But do it gently and with consent. According to Dr. Aaron, HSPs can feel physical sensations, including pain, deeper than others. So certain typical forms of affection or lovemaking may be too intense for us. On the flip side, good touch may feel extra good. And some HSPs just don't feel comfortable being touched in certain places. For example, my partner often wants to rest his hand on my leg as he's falling asleep. But for me, it's too stimulating and distracting, barring me from sleep. Number 6. Respect our limits. There will be things that don't make sense to you. You may not understand why we burst into tears while watching an ad, or why we need to leave the loud, crowded party right now. Or why sleep is so important to our mental health and well-being. Personally, I can't even function without a full night of it. Or why little things sometimes become such a big deal. Do your best to not take it personally, and please try to understand that our limits may be very different from yours. That doesn't make them wrong. Number 7. Show us that you notice us. An HSP will notice when your mood suddenly changes, or if you just didn't sleep well last night. An HSP will see that leg pain you're trying to hide, or when stress is piling up. We may say something about it, or perhaps just silently try to make your load a little easier today, with the kids, with chores, or whatever. But too often, HSPs feel like others don't return the favor. We're often left wishing that others could see our needs and emotions as easily as we see theirs. No, I'm not asking you to be a mind reader, that's impossible. Ultimately, it's our responsibility to speak up for ourselves. It's on each of us to advocate for our own needs, HSP or not. Many HSPs will tell you they simply desire to be seen and heard. We know you may never be as attuned to little things as we are. That's okay, because we love you as you are. That's why we chose you. We just ask that you try. A little goes a long way. Try to notice your HSP the way he or she notices you. You just listened to the post titled, Instructions on Loving a Highly Sensitive Person. By Jen Graneman of HighlySensitiveRefuge.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And thank you to Jen for giving all of us even more education on the nuances of HSPs. Of course, it's crucial to do a little detective work to learn and respect the needs or sort of unwritten rules that make our partners who they are, whether they're HSPs or not. So today was a good reminder, and I think that what I liked best was at the end when Jen mentioned HSPs also expressing their needs and speaking up for themselves. You know, it's important to hold ourselves accountable in these situations too and express ourselves in order to meet our partners halfway. So as long as this doesn't prevent us from making healthy changes in our lives, it's a really key ingredient in any good relationship. We are done for now, though, folks. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you tomorrow with 2 short posts on the traits of ideal long-term partners, where your optimal life awaits.